we said before the game, this was going to be the biggest game of the season because obviously they're, you know, climbing up the table and they're right behind us. So we need, this was a must-win game. And obviously it went 0-0 at half-time, but we knew when we were going in that goals were going to come at some point. But and obviously I got the two goals and obviously I'm happy about that.
Yeah, you showed real character, didn't you? Because you missed one just before you got the opener.
Rooster always says to me, he always says, you know, like, if you miss, you miss. Like, you're always going to get another chance. And another chance came a minute later and I took that chance. And then another chance came, 2 minutes later and I took that one too. So it doesn't matter if you miss a goal, miss an open goal or whatever. You just have to put in the back of your mind that you're going to always get a chance.
You're looking composed from the penalty spot, and your manager's been saying all season, had you been on penalties from the start of the campaign, you'd be in your 30s by now, wouldn't you? 30 goals.
I'll probably be in 40s, man. I'll probably be in 40s. But, you know, maybe it wasn't my time to get on penalties then, but I've got on them now. Obviously, I've always watched Maka take his penalties, and when I was in training, I always asked him how he hits his penalties and stuff. And Bruce has obviously showed me a few techniques on the penalty spot in training, so I think I've taken that from the training ground onto the pitch and tried to, you know, own the penalty spot.
I don't know if you heard your manager's comments after Tuesday night, but he wasn't happy. He was disappointed with the way the team played, and he aired that. Great response from the players today. That's what it's all about. If you're knocked down, you've got to stand back up again.
Yeah, definitely. It was like he's backed us, you know, from the start of the season, and I think he needed like to wake us up a little bit. And I think that was the right time for him to do that. And obviously we showed our character today and we've come out fighting, must-win game, and we won it.
Yeah, do you think part of what he said then helped you today, gave you a kick up the backside as a team?
Yeah, definitely. Because when we had a team talk, he obviously told us that, you know, he backs us all the way, but sometimes he needs to get what he has to out there. So it rubbed off on all the players and everyone gave it the all today.
Great travelling support again today, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. All the fans were good. Like, the sun shining down on them and, like, scoring on at that end as well. Like, it was a great feeling.
You've got the family here as well. I know they come to most games anyway, but you're doing a bit of a late kickoff feature today. So extra special to notch a couple in front of them today.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's always good, you know, when the family are about and to score. And especially at this, doing the late kickoff and scoring here and it being live with my dad. Like, it's just the world.
So you're 6 points ahead now with the MK Dons in seventh, and you can go a long way to cement in the playoffs, can't you, with a win against Rotherham? It's all about finding that consistency now.
Yeah, definitely. Like, a lot of the season has been a bit inconsistent, but you know, a lot of the time when we've come against teams, you know, that are high up in the table, we've seemed to have won or like got something out of it. But now it's time, you know, to keep on track and to keep trying to win games and cement that place with a few games left of the season so we can start, you know, getting ready for the playoffs.
We all know Wembley's on the horizon, but it's crucial, isn't it, to keep focused on the league form. Wembley will come in a couple of weeks' time. You've got big league games coming first.
Yeah, definitely. Wembley's not running away. It's on the 30th of March, as we know. And we just have to focus on the league and make sure that we cement our place in the league, in the playoff places and, you know, win the semi-finals and get to the final and, you know, do the business, do the double.